بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. علم في حديث was brought over to India by the Shah Waliullah family. It was around 1100 Hijri. After the Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi passed away, his respected son, the Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, had continued the good work. And after he had passed away, then it was his grandson, Hazrat Shah Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who had continued the same work. All these people were too great. Their greatness, just to make us understand the heights in greatness, was such that if we try to look at them, our topis will fall backwards. They were so high, beyond our imagination. Far, far beyond. Like we are like not even maktab children. Pre-primary. Primary and pre-primary. Compared to like a specialist or a genius. What's the comparison? No comparison. So in his time, there was a Hindu that used to come into the madrasa premises. Shah Sahib did not like this, but he had observed his grandfather, the Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, allowing this Hindu into the madrasa premises. Would come, and as the Hindus have their own rituals, some of his rituals he would do. Shah Sahib did not like it, but he had seen his grandfather, Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib, allowing him. The Hindu had developed an attachment with Shah Sahib. This article that we are reading presently is about attachment to the pious. So this attachment with the pious, it brings its color at some point. At some point it will show, provided the attachment is sincere. Our problem is that we have an attachment, and the reason for the attachment is to get some barakat, more dollars. So what the barakat, then everything is right. The dollars is a very small thing. Ask for the great things. Dollars will come, inshallah, it will come. Come of its own. Like when the person is purchasing a cow, like you purchase it more for the milk, right? Like you're going to purchase it for the dung, obviously it's not right. In India, the dung is used as fuel, you see. So you're buying such a precious commodity for the dung, isn't it stupidity? And the thing will come of its own. Buy for the right things. So this association with this pious people is very great. Priceless commodity, and in you can't even imagine how great it is. Association with them, love for them, make dua for them, be respectful towards them, and you will see the goodness that will come out of it. Sometimes they may err in their judgment, there may be a mistake here and there. But because of that mistake of theirs, then don't become turned away from them. When we see that mistake in them, then think to ourselves, perhaps it's an error in judgment. And the error in judgment is better than a million of our ikhlas. Because the error in judgment is done in ikhlas, it's done in sincerity. And our deeds that we so-called, we think it is sincere, that is suspect. The judgment made a mistake somewhere here or there. So we don't follow them in their judgment that is based on a mistake perhaps. But because of that mistake, we don't think now they are off the course, they've gone astray, etc. We'll not follow them. Wrong is wrong, we'll not follow them. But because of that mistake, we don't consider ourselves as more pious. Because their error is based on ikhlas, sincerity. And our good deeds may be based on wrong premises. The basis of it may be wrong. We are suspect, and what we need to do is hold them and see them with respect continuously. Now, after all, in these type of things that are based on their judgment, etc., then it's not for us to see now why did they make such an error and why did they make such an error. They know why they made the type of judgment. It's between them and Allah Ta'ala. After all, you look at the whole life is about deen. And then in the work of this, now and then they went off the mark. So we'll say, yes, they went off the mark, but because of that we will not say now they are impious, they are wrong, they are fasik and fajir. We'll not say that. So this is an important thing, we respect them, don't follow the mistakes, but in our hearts we don't harbor any type of malice. What kind of person is this? How can he say such a thing? So this is not for us to say. Yes, we will not follow them. We'll consider the wrong as wrong, but we will still, within our hearts, hold them in esteem and free our hearts of any type of malice for them. So then you see the color of this friendship, this association, and you see how great it is. It's ordinary thing, just a friendship, but the color, the fruit of the friendship, what it turns out like. That's a different thing altogether. So this Hindu, he liked Hazrat Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Being a Hindu, non-Muslim, but he had an association, and the association was based on sincerity. So the Shah Ishaq Sahib says that I saw this happening and I didn't like it. So I'm doing some of his ritual, Hindu rituals, and I wouldn't like it. But then I saw my dada or my nana doing this, showing him some consideration, so I just ignored it, let it continue. One day that old Hindu, he came up to me and he says, every day I do this puja of mine, this Hindu ritual of mine. I do it to the sun. Today, as I was doing this puja and this Hindu ritual to the sun, I thought to myself that the sun is not worthy of being worshipped. Because that thing is so tightly fastened on chains. Allah has fastened it in such a way it cannot move out from the course Allah Ta'ala has designed for it. For thousands of years, the same course, same routine, so many hours in the day, so many hours in summer, so many hours in winter, exactly the same routine. It doesn't take a break, it can't move out of the course, and it has to keep to the same pattern from the day Allah Ta'ala created it till today. So can you imagine now what a great slave this thing is? We still have a choice. We'll sit down, we'll sit down. A few minutes later, we want to lie down, we'll lie. In a few minutes, we want to walk, we'll walk. We want to take a break, we'll do it. So we've got so much of choice. And this thing has got no choice. If it's got no choice, then it's not an article to be worshipped. It's a greater slave than myself. Then how can a slave worship a slave? So I'm making Toba on your hands. And I will not revert to this. Hindu is a very, very wealthy person, very wealthy. Like how you have these banyas, money, launderers, right? So very wealthy. Millions all stacked up. So he came up to me, declared his shahadat. And then he says to me, that you see, I'm going to declare my kalima and shahadat. My family is going to ostracize me. They're going to cut me off. then I'll have no place to stay. Can you help me? All my wealth, I'll give it to you. And then they will ostracize me and I can come and live with you for the last part of my life. Shastab told him, you see, you are the friend of my Nana. It's my duty, my bounden duty to respect you because of this friendship. Right? And that money and that wealth, let it be with your family, enjoy that. And you come over, I will take care of you. Because it's not just an act of compassion, but it's my duty. Because you are the friend of my Nana, now it becomes my duty, Islamically, to take care of you. So rather let them enjoy, and you come over. He came over, and he says, became such a sincere person, wonderful, his ways, namaz, sincerity, committed. And not even 40 days passed, and he passed away. You see this association. This association with the righteous. Where he was, right on the other extreme. One Muslim, Hindu, worshipping the sun, shirk, polytheist. But this association, it brings about its color. At some point, it will bring out its color. So, this association with the pious, don't underestimate it. You don't know when it will show its effect. At some point or the other, you do not know, but it will show its effect. So the association, the company of the pious, keep to that company, commit yourself, respect it, show love for it, show respect, regards, don't harbor any type of malice. And should you see them doing something that is off the course, then say to yourself, perhaps it's an error in judgment, and therefore I cannot follow it, but that doesn't mean that I am more pious than them, because their error may be based on sincerity, and my so-called good deeds may be based on the wrong basis. Maybe it's got some wrong elements. I'm sure about them, I am doubtful about myself. So I cannot look down at them, I can't disdain them, I can't disgrace them or have any type of malice in my heart for them. It's a safe way that we don't follow them in the mistake, but we don't disgrace them, we don't look down upon them, we don't talk ill of them. What a beautiful way that our hearts are still clean and we still hold them in esteem. But in the mistake, we will not follow them. Like Quran Sharif, for example, there was a misprint in the Quran Sharif. Will you disrespect it? Say, in 40 pages of the Quran Sharif, there were some mistakes, serious mistakes. Will you disrespect it? We will not disrespect it. We will not recite from that Quran. Leave the Quran because of the mistakes. But we will not disrespect it. We will leave it one place. We will not disrespect it. So the same here, they have got the Quran in their hearts. They have got the words of Allah Ta'ala and the Nabi in their hearts and their minds. So we will respect them for that, but we will not follow them. But by the same token, we will not disrespect them. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Mullah Aqub is requested to come to the front, make the dua.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناءً عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلما والحقنا بالصالحين توفنا مسلما والحقنا بالصالحين اللهم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا وهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ربنا أهب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون اللهم اجعلهم ربي رضيا اللهم اجعلهم ربي رضيا اللهم ربنا إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وإطاعة رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم Oh my كريم الله Oh my رحيم الله Oh my most merciful الله يا الله You have blessed us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You have blessed us, Ya Allah, with entrance and an audience in Your house, Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, of Ramadan. Ya Allah, in the company of Your pious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the company of Your chosen servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. We are immersed in sin, O Allah. We are not fit to be sitting here, O Allah. Ya Allah, but You gave us a place in Your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't turn us away empty-handed, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. O my Allah. You are aware of all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those sins that were committed in the brightness of the day, in the darkness of the night, in solitude or in openness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't take us to task, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't take us to task. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our friends and families, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, who is there to question You, Oh my Allah? You're not answerable to anybody, Ya Allah. Nobody will ask You why You forgave us, Ya Allah. But oh my Allah, we sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy if You forgive us, Ya Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy if You forgive us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, one drop of your mercy, Ya Allah. That's all we want, Ya Allah, one drop only. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our satis, Ya Allah. Forgive our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Don't take us to task on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. You blessed us, oh Allah. There can be no one so as rich as myself, Ya Allah. You blessed us with the best of everything in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever you gave us, Ya Allah, you gave us the best of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we never made qadar of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We haven't made qadar of all your ni'mats, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the biggest ni'mat is you made us from the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us, we haven't made qadar of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, then you blessed us with the company of the mashayikh, Ya Allah. You blessed us with this company of Hazrat, Ya Allah. We never made qadar of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to make qadar of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever ta'lim is being spoken about, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and the hidayah to make amal on it, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Our elders are burning themselves for us, Ya Allah. But we're not appreciating it, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. And give us the tawfiq to make amal, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. All those that are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Our satizah that are growing old, Ya Allah. And they're sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them shifa, ajila, kamila, mustamira, daima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Bless us with the proper use and the full use of all our limbs and organs, Ya Allah, right till our dying day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from any debilitating sicknesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from any sicknesses, Ya Allah, where we become muhtaj, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us in the complete sense of protection, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our a'mal, Ya Allah. Protect our iman, Ya Allah. Protect our ikhlas, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, hypocrisy of the mind. Ya Allah, intellectual hypocrisy is the order of the day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. People are beginning to doubt the iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save the iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save the iman of the ummah, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Protect us all, Ya Allah. Protect our future generations to come, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all over the world, Ya Allah. Muslims are going through hardships and difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. It's nothing new, oh my Allah. The Sahaba went through it. The Tabi'in went through it, Ya Allah. But oh my Allah, we are weak servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't take us to task, oh my Allah. We are the weak servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are like the spoiled children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your spoiled servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you blessed us with everything of the best, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please continue blessing us and don't take us to task, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. If we are taken to task, we will fail miserably, oh my Allah. Don't take us to task, oh Allah. We'll fail miserably, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamare bhi, hamare bachon ko bhi, Ya Allah, hamare naslon ko bhi, Ya Allah. عمر دراز تک دین کی خدمت کھلی کھلی دل کے ساتھ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, قدم قدم پر ہاتھ پکڑ کے تمام عمر میں ہمارے رہنمائی اور رہبری فرما. یا اللہ, یا اللہ, ہمارے مدد اور نصرت فرما. یا اللہ, یا اللہ, ہمیں قبول فرما اور حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, اے میرے اللہ, ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرے غفلت میں ڈوبا ہوا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما, فضل فرما, دل بدل دے. یا اللہ چینج اور ہاتھ, یا اللہ, یا اللہ چینج اور ہاتھ, یا اللہ, یا اللہ چینج دا فوکس آف اور ہاتھ, یا اللہ. او مائی اللہ, ہیو مرسی آن دا امت آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا اللہ, یا اللہ, دوز آف اس ہوز چلڈرن ہیو ناٹ یٹ میریڈ, یا اللہ, Ya Allah, and they are of marriageable age, Ya Allah. Bless them with good homes, Ya Allah. Bless all our children with good homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have no children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with pious offspring, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in debt, Ya Allah, with ease and afiyat, with halal rizq, Ya Allah, remove them from their debts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever problem, whoever is going through, Ya Allah, bless them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are being taken to court unjustly, Ya Allah, you grant them freedom from it, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, bless us, Ya Allah. Half of this Ramadan is gone, Ya Allah. Don't let us be from those wretched people that are not forgiven in Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam antal musta'an wa alayka al-balaq wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا رب.